Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Alasni Lawrinanga, and I'm going to ask Alasni to pronounce her name here first, if you wouldn't mind.
No, you did very well. Alasni Lawrinanga.
Good. And Alasni is an Alexander Technique teacher in, are you in Dublin? Where are you in?
In Ireland, in Galway.
In Galway, Ireland. In addition to being an Alexander teacher, she has a master's in exercise physiology and its application to therapy, a degree in economics, a master's in finance, and she worked for many years for high-profile companies in finance in Madrid, Pittsburgh, Milan, and Bilbao. And Alasni, the reason we're having this conversation is that Alasni has done a master's thesis on the topic, basically the usefulness of the Alexander Technique for cancer survivors in getting greater mobility in their bodies. And Alasni, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert.
It's a pleasure talking to you. I wonder if you could first give our listeners a very short description or definition of the Alexander Technique.
Well, the Alexander Technique for me is something that makes my life easier. Mm-hmm. So meaning it is a way of doing anything that I do, any activity that I do, using less tension required from my muscles. That would be it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I wasn't even aware of how much tension I was holding before I started training as an Alexander Technique teacher.
Right. And now to get to your study, could you give our listeners a very short summary of what you discovered?
Well, my thesis is about the role of the Alexander Technique in exercise for cancer survivors. And what I have discovered, that, and this is a really small trial, but what I have discovered is that I had a small group of people who, the research was 12 weeks long, and we measured the students, the participants, at the beginning, after 6 weeks, and then at the very end, on week 12. And some of the participants, I decided to give them Alexander Technique lessons after week number 6. And I discovered that for some flexibility tests and strength tests that we made, for the participants in the Alexander Technique lessons, the improvements were higher than for the participants who didn't attend to Alexander Technique lessons.
Mm-hmm. And how is it that you came to work with this group of people in the first place, and perhaps also why is movement ability so important for cancer survivors?
Well, it's very well known scientifically, and research has shown the efficacy of exercise training in cancer and for any symptoms that cancer survivors may have after treatment. So I was involved with a group of people, mates from my master's, in doing this, in putting together an exercise program for a group of women who had had breast cancer. The women were ages 42 to 67, and the first day when one of my mates, he was a physical therapist, and instructed them to do the first exercises, flexibility exercises, to warm up, for then after going to the gym, I realized instantly that they would benefit from some Alexander technique lessons, because the women were, as I said, 42 to 67. They were quite fit, but not all of them. And when the physical therapist asked them to do lunges or squats, I could see, definitely I could see how they were tightening their jaw, curving their lower back. So, and this was with the simple exercises such as squatting, and these were flexibility exercises, really simple exercises. So I was wondering how we were going to take these women to do a strength exercises in the gym with the weight machines. I was really worried about them injuring themselves, or so I thought instantly that I would offer them, besides, you know, the exercise program, I would offer them some Alexander technique lessons for them to be able to do their exercises but in a better way.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, you said that they had trouble doing lunges and I believe you said squatting, is that right? Or what were the two?
Yes.
And which seems, do you think that that their difficulties were made worse because of the cancer surgery and the cancer?
Their difficulty, yes. Well, their difficulty especially is about their, yeah, some of these, well, they can suffer from depression or anxiety. You can't really bring them into a gym that is really crowded, or I think you have to treat them with more care, you know, because they have suffered a lot after lots of pain. So you want to use the exercise as a therapy and not as suffering. And the way that I could see, you know, the instructions were given to make the exercises were quite in a military way, or, you know, or there wasn't enough instruction for them to do the exercises in an easier way. And yeah, I think they need, well, everyone needs good care, but especially these women, I thought, you know, and their ages were 42 to 67. So, you know, it's not easy also, you know, to bend or to do a lunge or to squat when you are, you know, 60, unless you know how to do it.
Right, right. And I would have thought that for breast cancer survivors, arm movements would be especially tricky. Is that right?
Yes, yes. We had some of the participants had a lymphedema.
Yes.
And so they needed some special exercises, or we had to avoid them having some exercises. So, yeah, connecting and thinking about which muscle they were moving or how to move it better in an Alexander way helped them a lot.
Right. So just in general, if someone is prescribing an exercise program for a cancer survivor, they need to be very mindful of that need of not getting into military type instructions or be very mindful of their overall surroundings too, right? That would be, even without Alexander, that would be pretty important.
Yes, but unfortunately, I mean, people who are doing exercises, they don't even, you know, they talk about flexibility exercises or go into the machine and you know, push as much as you can. And I could tell they weren't even shown which is the muscle that you are working in this machine, how you need to breathe, you know,
right.
And you are pushing, you know, the weight, or when to breathe in, when to breathe out, how to breathe, how to squat. There was not such an instruction in the gym or from any personal trainer, or I haven't seen it.
Right. So could you summarize the results of your study?
Yeah. So this I did the qualitative data showed that 100% of the participants found the Alexander technique very helpful for their breathing, and 90% of the participants found the Alexander technique very helpful with their posture during their resistance exercises, which mostly were done with the machines in the gym, and 80% of the participants found it very helpful while doing the flexibility exercises, because as I said, mostly when they do flexibility exercises, they are told to stretch, and we need to be very careful to overstretch, to overdo.
Yeah. So your study was a fairly small scale one.
Yes.
Do you think that there will be a larger one with control groups and all that sort of methodology?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, and hopefully there will be, because I think it would be needed. And hopefully I am presenting my poster in the next cancer in the annual meeting of the Irish Cancer Society, and hopefully there is interest there, and hopefully I get some funding to do it, because yeah, it's a lot of work and a lot of time, and well, I love doing it because it's so nice to work with these people. I mean, they are excellent, and to help, you know, to help in some way for them to be able to do the exercise, because the exercise is the part that is helping them. But then obviously the Alexander technique helps in their mood, so they are happier doing the exercise. So, and you know, like, so I think it should be done. If not me, someone should do it.
Yes, well, I would agree with that. And, you know, listening to you talking about the study, I can't help but think that the issues you identified about instruction that didn't really give people information about how to best do the exercise, that's really true for an awful lot of fitness instruction for people without cancer.
Yes, that's true. And I'm not saying not everyone. There are lots of good personal trainers as well. But I think the way we instruct people, and I can give my example. For example, I was never able until I was 40 to run.
Yeah.
And after the Alexander training, now I am able to run.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I know the directions to run. So I think it's amazing. We have an amazing tool with the Alexander technique that can take us anywhere.
Yes.
Especially in exercise.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is there anything else that you would like to say before we come to an end?
No, that well, my work, my thesis was about cancer treatment, about cancer survivors. But when I did the master is actually using exercise as a therapy to help people with no disease, but also especially with diseases such as diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, obesity, asthma. So we have lots to do, you know, because it's about giving exercise as a therapy instead of giving them pills or anything. And I think we have lots to do with the Alexander technique to help all these people with a disease, especially with a disease, to make that exercise easier for them.
Well, I think on that note, it would be a good time to end our conversation. My guest today has been Alazne Larinaga,
Very
and
good.
yeah, thank you, an Alexander Technique teacher in Cardiff, Ireland.
No, in Galway, sorry.
Galway,
In Galway,
sorry,
sorry, yes.
Galway, Ireland. And I will be putting a link to her study by with the podcast. And is there? Do you have a website I can link to, or a way of locating you?
My website is, you know, I'm just about to put it there out there, but it's
Okay.
working process yet.
Okay.
Yes, so if
I'll.
anyone is to contact me, my email would be perfect.
Okay, and I'll also put a link to a website where you can learn more about the Alexander Technique and locate a teacher anywhere in the world. So, Alasne, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you.
Thank you.